Pod Clubhouse.
This is Caroline with Daily Review.
And hey guys, this is Aisha with Pod Clubhouse.
Today we're talking about Survivor Season 40, Episode 2. It's like a Survivor economy.
We're back.
We're having so much fun covering this show. Everyone's like, I didn't even know you like reality TV. I feel like this show is so different than what I would call like quote unquote reality TV. Like this is not Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No.
This is like challenges.
This is history. We are going 20 years, okay?
Yes.
The longest running reality show on TV, right?
I
don't know if that's like
I'm going to say yes, even though that may not. We're not going to fact check that shit.
There's no fact checking.
Let's just assume that's accurate.
It's the truth. It's history. So this is not just like some like two-bit show. It's been around the block.
Yes, it has. A lot of people are like, I can't even believe that you watch reality. Like you're not just like hardcore quality TV. I'm like, this is quality TV. How dare you?
How dare you do that to me? This is quality TV in the way, you know what? It's gaming. It's strategy. You know, it's a different part of your brain that you're kind of messing with there.
Yeah, and it's the same reason why I love like pageants and stuff like that. Like I love to figure out who's going to win. I love predicting. I love seeing how people like zig and zag and try to like compete with other people. I love it. I love the whole thing.
Well, personalities too. It's a social experiment. Why not? I mean, you learn about people, you learn about how to interact with people, and it's funny at the same time.
It totally is.
Tons of funny things coming out. So
I love it. Okay, so one of the first things that Aisha and I wanted to address in this podcast is the concept of body shaming.
Oh, yes.
So in our last podcast, we may have highlighted some people's torsos more than others. And we want to make sure that we are absolutely clear that we are lovers of any shape or size. It does not matter. Everyone has the potential to be beautiful inside and out.
This is true. I mean, look, we weren't trying to make anybody feel bad. Hopefully we didn't. It was a joke. I mean, come on.
I know. I mean, okay, so specifically, you guys, we highlighted Rob's bod, right? Rob's dad bod. And here's the deal on this. I love a good dad bod. You know, I love it. I love it.
And we love dad bods. We love mom bods. I love every type of bod.
Children's and elderly bods. I love dog bods.
Not everybody's going to look the same. If everybody looked the same, what a boring world this would be.
I agree. And you know what? There are plenty of situations where I do not think having like ripped muscles is the ideal in any form or fashion.
Right.
That comes with a whole load of stress.
I want to make sure we say that like it's not about the body shape. It was just about, I think it was a change in Rob over the years. I mean, we've seen him 20 years ago or however many years ago in his seasons that he's done and how he's changed over the years. And so it's just a natural thing for you to comment because you're used to seeing him a certain way on television before, and then now it's a little bit different,
right?
Just like anybody.
And really they were highlighting that throughout the episode where they were saying like all these people were young 20 somethings,
right,
or whatever, and
right,
now they're all parents.
Correct.
And that's really a lot of what we were just hopscotching over from they're all parents over to and they have parent bods. You know, that's the whole thing, guys.
It's all good. I think that's all that needs to be said.
We love everybody's
shape. And
you're all beautiful.
But we will still comment.
We're beautiful. You're beautiful. We might point out things that are surprising about bodies sometimes. And we just saw Rob 2 seconds ago and I didn't even note his body at all. And then this one, it was like, oh, hey, Rob.
Hey, if somebody has a pimple, I'm pointing it out.
Oh, you are doing
that?
Yeah,
I will not hold back on things like that. So look, if you came here not to have your fifis hurt,
yeah,
you might have to call it, click on by.
We just want to make sure that everyone understands we are a lover of bods.
We are a lover.
All bods.
Yes.
Okay?
All
equal
kidding aside,
opportunity bod lover.
For sure.
Okay. For sure. Let's get into some Fruit Fest 2020, Aish.
Fruit Fest?
Fruit
What? Tell
Fest.
Me. Tell me about Fruit Fest.
It seemed like everyone's goal in this episode was to get up on the fruit.
Okay. First of all, what was that fruit?
I don't
could
even
you know. Identify it in a lineup?
No, I could not. I would probably pass it by at the grocery store and definitely be like, that's not for me.
It doesn't look like
I stick to like an apple, pear, banana.
It wasn't even family. A coconut. It was something. I know like we're probably digressing, but whatever this green fruit is, they were all about trying to get them from the trees. And Yule tried to do the smart thing, which is form a long stick.
Right? Like a long shepherd's hook, if you will.
A hook.
And that seemed reasonable. It was reasonable, right?
It was reasonable.
But Tony.
Oh, Tony.
He's always got to take it to the next level.
That shabadoo ladder that he put together.
You got to use the word ladder in quotation marks.
Ladder in quotes.
It was like a climbing stick.
He was for real about that ladder because he was like, y'all, just hold it like this. And I mean, he was like, let's place it right here. I mean, he was very serious about it.
When he was like to scurry up that thing and the first rung broke, I was like, no, Tony, danger boy. So,
Sophie was like, somebody said, they were like, I thought it was going to be, he was just going to be, just kidding, I'm not going to actually do this. Like, oh, she thought.
The whole analogy they were giving about when you're playing make-believe with a child, and you think that they understand that it's all pretend.
It's pretend.
But then you realize
he
that
he was serious.
Yeah, that they really think it's
he
real.
He did get up there, though.
He did. So despite the creaking and cracking of that bamboo, that man.
He got up there. He got that fruit. He got more than one. So.
Look at that.
There we go.
I mean, I'm proud of him, yeah. But I appreciated that everyone was like, how is he still alive?
It might just be a one-time use.
I loved at the end when he's like, and everyone's welcome to borrow my ladder.
He was serious. Oh, Tony, gosh. Oh, I have to tell you, like, definitely comic relief for sure. He's
and,
great.
Yeah. And I felt like we kind of needed that in this episode because it felt like, you know, when you start off with a premiere with you got the 2 hour and there's so much action and you're meeting new people. And now we're in episode two and you're kind of settling in and mm-hmm. It feels, I don't want to say more relaxed. There's not that adrenaline anymore. Yeah. And so there's a little bit of like a low what happens right after.
Yeah, I guess it's like that. Yeah, it's that low. It's that like we're chilling. We're not there's nothing
settling in.
We're settling in. We're not like they're still gaming. They're still playing.
For sure.
But it felt a little bit less exciting.
It did. And I think because both sides lost a player, I think that it went from adrenaline and then a loss. And then now everyone's a little bit more reserved.
Right.
Like a little bit more like, ooh, shit, this is real.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're losing people like Rob figuring out that Amber was the one voted off. I mean, ooh.
His face. If looks could kill in that instant, he's got those eyes that like, they can cut and then they also look sad. You know, you can see the sadness. I don't know. He's just got these eyes that stands out to me about him when I watch him. And that kind of like, I was like, ooh, he's.
Did you think he was going to start like yelling or doing
anything? Yeah, I actually thought that's what I said. When I saw those eyes, they looked angry to me. They looked like he was pissed. He was about to like, I don't know. But then I need to have more faith in Rob. This guy is, he's smarter than that.
Yeah.
Even when Jeff asked him at the challenge, fast forward to the challenge and Jeff's asking, you know, hey, Rob, you take a look, see that Amber's not here when they confirm she's not there. He's like, well, what are you going to do? It's a game. I was like, damn.
I know. Jeff like poked the bear.
Yeah.
The
but
dad
he gave
bear.
Such a cool, calm and collected answer that's like, what are you going to do?
I saw this interview with Probst just the other day when he was talking about there's certain people that he's had on the cast that he knows are go-to people when he wants to like ask a question.
Mm.
He knows that they're going to give some answer that's not going to reveal anything
good.
And yet still answer him.
Awesome.
And he actually highlighted Rob as one of those people as like, you can say something and he's totally going to answer you. He's not going to like, you know, some of those people, they act real shifty.
Correct.
And they'll just not really say anything.
Right.
He'll answer you and also
give you no information
at all.
We know people like that.
Sure
we know people
do.
Like that in real life. And that's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tremendous skill to have. In fact, I try to try for that skill sometimes because sometimes I give way too much information and I'm like, how do I answer this question without spilling my entire guts?
Which is hard because we're more gut spillers.
Right, we are.
We have
are.
A tendency we're talk-
we're talkers.
To spill it.
Shocker, people.
Exactly. Okay, so before we get into the challenge, let's talk about the idols and what was the social game revolving around these idols.
Okay.
We had Denise finding this half idol business.
Yeah.
What do you think about this half idol and the way that you have to work it and the way that she found it with Ben's assistance slash guidance?
It's kind of weird the way that Ben was like, you gotta look for Blue. Like, what? She's not stupid, Ben. Like,
I'm not sure
who he's like, well, you know, tell her what color to look for in the jungle. Like, I guess she was like, oh, okay. You know, maybe she was playing along. Also, can I just make a side note?
Yes, please.
I feel like this season, and I know it's only episode two. However, I feel like lately, and let's say last season too, they're making the idols a little easy to find.
Agreed. Are they not? And plentiful.
Correct.
Like, they seem to be coming.
Like, are they just like the easy Easter eggs mm-hmm. to find?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we at like ages just, 4 to 5 here?
Just lay it on
we...
the sidewalk.
Right. So, okay. Anyway, whatever. Because they were just finding him very quickly. That's what I'm saying. It used to be they used to look for a day, like a day, and still not find anything. Now they're just like, well, here it is.
Yeah. And be complicated. Like, right. You have to climb up a tree mm-hmm. and like shimmy over. Or you have to get it in the middle of the night and like in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, they will. I'm sure they'll do one of those or they'll sure have, they it'll have too. Something. But anyway, so she finds it. It's a half. It's an idol that you split in two and she has to give it to another player by sundown. I'm thinking Ben's right there with her. He's going to ask for the other half.
Right.
And when he doesn't, I was like, what an idiot.
It's like, are you even playing this game,
yeah,
sir?
So then I guess that was really interesting. What did you think? I mean, did you feel like that was a dumb move?
Yeah, because I feel like I would have, if it was me, I would have called halvesies on it anyway. Like, I would have been like, I'm standing right here. I directed you what to look right. for. And you just reached out and picked it up. And it's a split idol. You owe me 50%. I mean, if we were in the jungle and we were starving, right? And you found like a Twix bar, right?
Right.
And you fucking have two halves and you have to give the other half away. I'm like, give me my half a Twix, you bitch.
You wouldn't
like,
even, yeah.
I want my stick. Like,
you would not ever
No,
think.
I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd be like, give it to me and right. I'll eat it when I want to.
Exactly, exactly. So it was very weird that he didn't get it. And then moving forward, she sits down on the beach with Adam and says she wants to give it to Parvati.
I do not understand.
Where did that come from? Like, okay. And Adam's like, but what? Adam's like, so, which I was like, I'm feeling, I was like, thank you, Adam. Slap yes. some sense back into this woman. Like, yes. He's like, no, give it to me.
Yes. Well, and I mean, I would also kind of be like,
number one here.
And I would be like, you just told me. Like, if you just told me, you friggin' owe me. Again, do the Twix bar analogy. I'm starving. You come over and say, hey, I found this Twix right, bar. Right. What should I do? And be like, fucking give it to me. Like, you jerk, if you're going to bring it up to me.
Well, I was going to go give it to your friend over here and eat it in front of you.
Who's like totally doing just fine. P.S. Parvati's is doing just fine.
Just fine.
I'm over here starving and drooling. Give it to me.
She's had a meal. She's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, that was crazy. So what did you think about Kim in the other tribe also finding this havesies?
Correct. So I guess, you know, they put them on both islands. She gets hers and she gives it to Sophie, which also a little weird. Like, we weren't really, I guess they were kind of pals.
You were mentioning that Sophie was a little bit of a blank spot for you as a super fan. Like,
literally,
she doesn't stand out.
She does not stand out. I can't even tell you which season she competed in. And also my
favorite. I think I already told you last
You did. Y'all, I'm terrible.
And you've amnesia'd out on Sophie again.
Already. It's only been one. See, maybe I should make notes on Sophie. Did you tell me for real?
I told you where they all came from. I read them all out.
Anyway.
Yes, I told you. Y'all go back to listen to episode one, as Aisha will be doing after this show.
Moving on. Sophie, sorry.
So Sophie and Kim.
You're boring.
Okay.
Yeah, basic.
Let's take this moment to say a couple of other contestants who maybe are not boring, but are like, you're even here?
Okay, yes. Nick, hello.
Nick who? When you said there's a Nick in the game, I was like, who's
yes,
Nick?
Country boy Nick.
Like, I totally, like, he is so in the back burner for me.
Do you know that GIF? Whatever, however you say
right,
it, of Homer just sliding back into the bushes.
Yes.
Nick has slid back into the jungle.
Yes.
So quietly.
Yes, he's a jungle Homer.
He's
That's
jungle
what he
Homer.
Is. Nick, jungle Homer.
I actually like him a lot. I think he's just a quiet dude anyway. Wendell, quiet. There is somebody on the red tribe named Michelle. Do you recall her?
No, I do not. She has managed to also not get any attention from me at all.
I think they put her on camera like once or something. Like, she's super quiet. So these are the three I think that are, those three for me are for sure, Nick, Wendell, and Michelle are the ones that are playing this super, super quiet game right now.
Which, as we discussed, smart. I mean, that is the thing that we really feel like you got to do. You got to just kind of do your work, be steady,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Be like,
don't visible. Disappear.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to say. Be visible, but not memorable.
Correct. Like, that's exactly. So that your name does not come out of anybody's mouth.
Yes. It's like we're like spies. Like, you want to be there and be present,
yeah,
and also have everyone forget you the moment you step away.
Excellent.
That is the key.
Very good.
Survivor
I like
is
it.
Like a spy game, really, at the end of the day. It kind of is. Like, who can be the best spy?
Schemer?
Yeah.
Spyer, schemer. Yeah, I guess you're right,
like,
in a way.
If you think, like, not spying, like, just, like, peeping for information, but, like, think spy, like...
Oh, gathering information.
Yeah, like, yeah. And like, you have to slip into a situation and then, like, get out, yeah, without anyone really noticing you being in there.
I'll buy it.
Covert ops.
Very covert,
is what I'm
yeah
saying.
Black ops, yeah.
This sure should have been called Survivor. Covert ops.
Don't put it past them. They're still looking for names for
speaking
however many
of names,
more.
Can we have a moment of silence for...
What?
Cops are us.
Cops are us.
What?
They really took a long time to come up with that.
Do you think they spell it with the backwards R, like Toys R Us? They have like a mascot, like right. Jeffrey the policeman.
Hello, kids. Like, when in National Lampoon's, where he's got his little, like, yeah, waving his little hand.
Yes.
Exactly. No, I mean... Those are that was a security guard, so I'm sorry.
These are different. We
yes,
do
totally
know
different.
You guys.
I'm sorry.
Side note, disclosure, read the asterisks at the end of the post.
Anyway, Sarah and Tony, yeah, their little mini alliance that apparently was terrible in the first time because he voted her out. That was why would you be in an alliance with somebody again? Just
I don't know. I mean, anyway, like you said, Tony Baroni over there is Mr. Annoying. I thought that it was adorable how he did change his game up and tried to come up with this ladder helping business only because of the shit in the past and how we're talking about people changing their game.
Yes.
So like, if Sarah and Tony actually go through with their Cops Are Us mm-mm nonsense again, I don't know. It just seems like they just need a new game.
She seems like she's this super loyal, you know, she's going to stay loyal. She's, you would think. And so if she really sticks with him, and plus I think they have some sort of relationship outside the game. They've
oh,
known
yes
each other.
Oh, no, yeah. She
yes
said something.
They've known
like
each other for 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah. And maybe they run in the same, because I think they're from the same city or close, some East Coast city. Those
they,
are close.
They go to like police officers.
They
like,
go to balls together.
See, I was going to say balls too.
Were you going to say balls?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we could have said anything, and I was going to say police officer balls. Why do I think that?
I have
We've
no
gotten into
idea
some hijinks, y'all, together. I love
Don't
that
talk about hijinks
We're
of the
like
word
party
balls
crashers
together. That's funny.
We may or may not have crashed a police officer's ball. We're not disclosing that one.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the last idol that was found by Natalie with this safety, no power over on Edge of Extinction. Amber and her got that wonky long paragraph. Did you catch any clues within that paragraph at all? Did you see anything?
I did not. I loved how Natalie played it, like how she was like, I don't know what this is about.
She's like, what a crazy story.
It right just, and then she said, got it really fast. I mean, I would have had to read it probably about 20 times to like pick that up.
I feel like I'm a dodo when it comes to this kind of crap. When it's yeah like, go look at where your mother once thought this thought. I'm like, I don't have a mom? I forget. Am I playing this clue game? I don't know anything anymore. I'm the worst.
So she found it pretty quickly, I guess, but she didn't catch the water well part, which were the first letters of every scent of every word.
Like line or whatever.
A line down,
like
vertical line down.
Yeah.
So she didn't catch that. Or maybe I don't think that's how she caught it. I think she just went to get water and she found it.
Yeah.
So
she kept
having
her eagle
her,
eyes open.
Right. She had her all eyes open. And so she then sends it over to her buddy, Jeremy, who now has two things from her.
Yeah.
So
fire token.
He's
and
got. Doesn't he have two?
Power.
Doesn't he have two tokens? Because she sent him the first one.
Yes.
He had one.
Yep.
Everybody had one.
Yep.
His count is two tokens. and one safety without power. He's got the most power on the island.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that safety, no power thing, because okay. there's pluses and minuses to this idea, right? So the whole power of this is that you get to leave the vote before the vote happens during tribal. Now, I mean, most of us would say, well, that's amazing. You get to be safe.
Right.
However, if you're in an alliance or your vote is like really needed to like block a split or in some way you need to be in the game, then by removing yourself, just like going to go get like a food reward or something, you're
stepping out.
Yeah. That void that right. you leave uh-huh. is really easy to mm-hmm. like close that circle. And it's just like, oh, well, you weren't here.
Well, it's also could be looked at as selfish, right?
Very.
But these are all winners, remember? These are not just people who are like going to be butthurt over it all. They understand, hey, if you've got a power, I'm assuming, this is what I would assume. They understand if he did that, you got a power, you're going to use it. Who would be stupid enough not to?
I agree with you that, I mean, who
but it
could
can
not?
Bite him. I think it could come back and bite him in the butt.
You would just have to be able to somehow, and this is impossible to know because it's voting, somehow be certain that nothing hinged on your vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if it was like the vote that ends up happening today in this episode, who cares if you're there or not, right?
Right.
But if it's like 3-4 or something like that and your vote would have made all the damn difference, I don't know how your alliance doesn't want to choke you out.
Well, I mean, true. But I mean, if you're trying to save your own ass, it's like
your ass
kill or
be
killed.
Saved, right? That's the way it is. Save that.
Say that
dupe.
Ass.
See, those are our two cultures, Aisha. I would say save my dupe.
And I say save that ass.
There you go. See what we're bringing to the table to you guys.
It's multiculturalism.
This is diversity at its best, y'all. Okay. It is amazeballs. Let's get into talking about this challenge because this one was a doozy. I cannot stand these ones that are so effing heavy. When you have to like
lift
those goddamn
oh, yeah.
carts and then disassemble your work and then shove it through the slot and put it back together.
Right.
That is the most frustrating shit to me because it's like, well, if I complete something, I want to walk away from it. I don't want to then disassemble my work and stick it through a slot and
right.
reassemble it.
Yeah, that
That's
is pretty frustrating.
I pull my wig out, you know?
It's the skill at the end that really counts. So
yeah.
who cares how quickly you do all that other stuff? It's putting the dang puzzle together at the end.
So what? The F about this puzzle
and
the organizing.
That was a poor show by Sir Rob Mariano.
Mariano, not Boston.
Not Boston. So guys, last name is not Boston.
We just want to go ahead and drop some knowledge on
you.
Well,
it would have been technically Boston Rob.
Right. I know. But it's like when you call a guy by his last name. Right?
Yo, Boston.
Right.
Yo,
but I would
Mariano.
Call you like Martin,
right.
you know, like that. So we call him Rob, but it's like, you know, yeah. Boston Rob.
Right.
Okay, so do you think old Boston Robert, did he purposely throw this puzzle?
What?
What?
What are you saying?
He was so butthurt about Amber being over on the Island of Extinction. I have this little sinking suspicion that I'm like, was he trying to go join his whoopee wife over there and plot with her? Or, I mean, did
honestly,
he really think it was smart to sit there and organize till the other team had like
I really
seven,
think he
eight
did.
Done?
I honestly think he just thought if we take the time, and I'm not necessarily like going to say that I maybe wouldn't have done that. Like, I'm all about thinking first before acting.
What?
Well, in logical puzzles like
three
that.
Three words. Police officer Paul.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Anyway, it would be like, especially with a puzzle or something logical like that, think first, get your stuff together before you just start throwing your shit up on the board, right?
Okay.
Which is, I think, what he was trying to do.
Right.
However, he took too much time and it didn't work out because the actual technique in doing that puzzle was just getting it up there and finding where the pieces fit.
Right.
And who is it? Sandra and I forgot the other person working on it. They just got it. They figured it out pretty quickly.
They did. And like you said, they just like started. That
I
was,
just don't think he would
was,
do that. I don't think
like,
he would throw it on purpose, even though he did look really upset that she was gone. And I know he was upset that she was gone. He's too much of a gamer and he loves the game too much to send himself over there unless there's a reason. Maybe we'll find out there. He might have a reason to want to go over there. And if that's the case, you might be right on the money with this whole thing.
Maybe it could even be subconscious. Like, he was rattled that Amber was gone. I mean, he tried to be cool, but he was rattled, obviously.
Yeah, something.
And in his little confessional things, he was like, "If whoever voted my wife out," like, I mean, he was pissed.
He was mad
in the confessional part, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wasn't not rattled. I also think it's fascinating that we took it, not unlike the safety, no power idol, having Amber and Rob together always seemed like, wow, that gives them more power, right? Mm-hmm. However, it's also their Achilles heel, because look how much the other team rattled Rob enough to fuck up the challenge, and they won.
Right.
And now someone from Rob's team has to go home.
Exactly.
Well, whoa, now you have this massive vulnerability.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So is it actually turning out to be powerful or
no, I don't think
not.
So. That's the thing, is when people are like, you come in as a pair like that, you think it is, but it really isn't. It's at a disadvantage because you're the first targeted. But I mean, you're right. It did rattle him. So here we see a little chink.
A little chink in the armor.
In the armor.
The little armor of our dad body armor.
Let's just say, I got to give a little shout out. There's an author.
Yes. Is it
on the internets?
On the internets. We might even call him a reporter.
A reporter, if you will.
Yes.
His name is Dalton Ross, and he's over at Entertainment Weekly. He does a hilarious recap. So I was just like laughing. I think you read it too. I don't know if you did. He is super funny, and I was just like cackling on his recap. He called the Rob father
sexy.
I was like, nice.
I don't know if he's the first to use that.
I don't either. I don't know.
Love that he said
it. Hey, Dalton Ross, like, I like that. That was cool. That was the first I read about it. So, hey, somebody calling him the Rob father, a little nod to the Godfather and how he's kind of running.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he blew that challenge, he still managed to do some stuff. So
let's talk about tribal.
Want to talk about that?
Because holy schmoly, I do not know how you would actually follow Rob's instructions when he says, everyone dump out their bags and show me if you have the idol.
Okay.
And they just fucking start turning out their pockets.
I almost was like, did they edit this weird? And did I miss an entire conversation? Or did they all just stand up and do what he said?
They literally stood up and started dumping bags out.
What? I would have been like, and who are you?
I would just be like, what are you talking about? That's not part
of
the game.
Well, Adam kind of bucked up a little.
He's the only one who bucked up, but it was too little too late.
He's like, well, why do we have to do this? Like, I don't know. I was like, now, of course, you're looking a little like sketch, which he did. He had one, you know.
Right.
And hey, kudos to Denise and him for both like being real cool.
How did Denise like?
She held it underneath the flap or something. Like she was holding it underneath the flap as she like held the bag open.
I saw that she like kind of slid it, but I didn't know how exactly she...
I think that's what I saw.
I mean, I give her mad props for manipulating the idol in front of everyone.
Everybody. Right.
I mean, that... I'm right there alone might win Denise the game, because if you go back to the jury and you say, I was a part of a tribal where everyone had to dump their bags out, I had an idol and I was slick enough to hide it in plain sight. Effing.
But do you remember ever seeing blue bags like that? Like, do you ever remember seeing blue bags?
I don't remember them being colored to the tribe. I thought that they were always wrapped in brown paper.
I thought they were always had like little stupid satchel, like they look like they were like rags that they basically across their body. Then they come out with like the messenger blue bag.
Oh, you're talking about like their bindles that they came out with, huh? Like their hobo bindles. I'm sorry. But I was thinking you were talking about what
I've
the
never
idol
seen
was
that.
Wrapped in.
No. I'm talking like, about the actual like their bags that they dumped out.
Like their carry-ons.
They all had the same one, right? Did I see that? Or was that just me?
Oh, that's a good question.
Go back and watch it.
They all look awfully familiar.
I think they all were the same bag.
Okay.
It's almost like they were all issued this bag.
Okay.
But I've never noticed that in a previous Survivor. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong and I'm crazy, but I just thought that was weird.
Okay, yeah.
And the way that they were like, open all the bags, and they all seemed to be the same bag.
Yeah.
I was like, this
was
is...
Was that like a product placement moment
that
we missed?
I don't know. I was like...
Like, is someone supposed to go back and be like, I want to buy the Survivor Messenger bag. You
I
can buy it
confused.
For...
I was confused. Right. Ooh. If that comes up,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, look, I totally call that crap.
Good call on that. That did have a whiff of product placement. Like, everyone raise your bags.
Don't do it to me, Survivor.
God
don't.
Damn you. God damn you. We're all supposed to start wearing wife beater tank tops, showing our nip a little out the side.
Just a little peek.
Just a little peek of the areola. Just a little peepy peep of the old Rob bod.
Hello.
It's like, hello, Mr. Nipolis.
Which is also wonderful.
Oh, I'm all about nips. all day long. Okay.
Cover it up.
Okay. So what did you think about the actual result of Tribal in terms of Danny being the mark?
R.I.P. Danny. I didn't really have anything to say about her. She seemed a little kind of bleh. Funny enough, there were some people that were like, oh, she's super strategic. She's this, she's that, you know, and I'm sure she is.
She would have to be on this.
Yeah, she's a winner from Guatemala, season 11, I think. I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like she didn't do a whole lot. So it wasn't that big of a tribal, I don't think, because most of the votes went to her. I think maybe only she got one of
her votes. I want to say Nick. I think Nick got one.
It was her vote.
Yeah.
So I think that wasn't a unanimous vote.
The person that we're all like, who the fuck's Nick?
Poor Nick.
Nick. Oh, poor girl. Poor she Nick. Wrote down a boy who wasn't even on the show.
He's behind the bushes.
He wasn't even on the show. That woman just wrote down a random man's name. Nick who?
Is this your name, Nick?
She just scribbled down four letters. Who that happened to form a name?
Well, it didn't work. Whatever she tried to rally and get Parv voted out, and that just didn't work. Rob Father went to town and was like, absolutely not. That's my number one right now, and you ain't doing it. So how are we going to fix this?
And by the way, turn out your pockets and spread your butt cheeks. Rob, how dare you?
Don't put anything past Rob, okay?
He will do a cavity search.
Like, he's like, look, let me see. Let me find out. You got something buried somewhere.
Right? I wish you would.
I wish you would not pull this bag out. And they're all like, yes, sir.
He's like looking at Adam. I wish you would, Adam.
Like Adam's all like, but no. He stands up like, pops his chest out, Rob, I wish you would. And then he's like, just kidding. Here it is.
He's like, here's my underwear. Here's my toothbrush. Like, oh my God. This is a picture of my nano weaves. Rob. Flexing his muscle.
That energy, man. Okay. So that ended up not working out in Danny's favor because she tried too hard. You got to give it to her.
When she had she to tried. Do something.
The other thing about with Parv, she's like queen, like, I don't know. I mean, what the heck? And then all of a sudden she's just like saved.
Yeah.
This is how she won. That's her thing.
Okay.
And as a woman, I kind of like, ooh. Like this like meek little way that she acts sometimes, it rattles me a bit. Maybe it's just my own personality because I am not like that.
No.
No. Are you not? Right. But it's the way she kind of is like the damsel in distress. Mm. I don't subscribe to it, guys.
No, you don't. You're not for that.
I know you're not for that either.
Mm. No, I cannot stand a woman who's like, I'm like, shut your mouth.
She just kind of was like,
tits up, ladies.
Tits up. And she did not. She just kind of whimpered her way over to Rob. That's a great way to whimpered her way over to Rob. And he fixed it.
And like snuggled in. Canoodled a little. Yeah. No, so, I'm with you wholeheartedly.
She saved herself. Or she saved it. She saved herself for sure.
She did. Totally. Okay. So overall, did you like this episode? Not like this episode? Was there any like winning moments that you need to highlight? Or do you feel like overall, this we pretty much hit it all?
Oh, well, let's talk about Ethan real quick.
Yeah. Let's.
We totally forgot him on the episode one. And I wanted to say that super like him. He's great guy. Guy went through Hodgkin's disease and is recovering from that and is doing awesome. And I think him and Rob and Parv, that trio is really going to do something. So
kind of seems like he seems like a sincere kind of person to me. Yeah. Like authentic kind of person that, you know, some people who come on, you're like, oh my God, does this person have a thought in their head?
Right.
And he seems like somebody who, you know, you could logical, get behind.
Yeah. And then like calm at the same time, makes good decisions and like also strategic. I mean, he's got it all. I don't know how well he was super athletic back in his Survivor 2, whatever it was, Africa. I think it was 2, the second season. So I don't know, like since his body, you know, since he's gone through a disease and he's not like how he's going to handle physical challenges. I'd like to see more. So we'll see how it goes. But overall, good episode. I mean, just kind of a, you know. Getting, like you said, getting settled in and everything. So,
yeah,
looking forward
starting to make some camp ladders, whatnot.
Camp ladders. I mean, you know, the shenanigans are starting. Fruit Fest continues. 2020.
Here's my question, like the biggest question of the entire thing: would you have climbed Tony's ladder?
Hail to the no.
You're like, are you asking me if I want to crack my back on the sand in front of everyone and get the wind knocked out of me? Because I do not.
I'd be like, I'm fasting right now.
I'm fasting. I feel a little woozy. I got the vapors.
Can somebody please climb that? It's like me trying to get out of the boat. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to climb no ladder. So
it's not a damsel in distress. It's just knowing our
It's knowing your limitations
and boundaries.
For
right?
Sure.
There ain't nothing wrong with having standards and boundaries.
There's nothing wrong with
ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Have them and set them high.
Please. On that note, this is Caroline with Daily Review.
And this is Aisha with Pod Clubhouse.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.